So as school districts begin their fall semesters, some are under pressure to return in person. But public health experts are warning those districts that they should be ready to close down again. NPR's Kirk Sigler visited one rural school in Idaho where classes are starting up in person today.
At the Bruno Grandview School District, a couple dozen teachers are crowded into the small library. They're doing a refresher training in online teaching.
It's fine if you want to design your Google Classroom to be very student-friendly, but you're also then going to need to do some kind of checklist for the parent.
Parents in this district have the option to keep their kids home and do online only, go to school, or some combination. Regardless, in a small school like this, teachers like Maya Davis are expected to run it all.
So that'll be a little bit challenging to navigate just because teaching online itself was a full-time job, and obviously teaching in the classroom is a full-time job, but we're just making it work.
Davis is using a break in the training to finish up a presentation for her kids on how this year will be different. Desks spaced apart, a shortened school day to allow for more online work, and masks will be encouraged but not required except on school buses. In fact, Davis is one of only a handful in this crowded library wearing one. She commutes an hour each way from Boise.
I know that there's very few cases of COVID in Grandview, and so I don't want to be the one coming from Boise bringing COVID into the community, but I will absolutely wear my mask while I'm teaching and all the time.
There are fewer than a dozen known COVID-19 cases in the two farming towns of Bruno and Grandview. This isolated school is literally surrounded on three sides by cornfields.
And then if you walk out the back door, you're looking at the Snake River.
Superintendent Ryan Cantrell says when they abruptly went to online only last spring, some of his students dropped off the map. Learning suffered, especially in outlying areas where there's little or no internet.
There's a general consensus of let's get moving. Let's get the kids back in here so that we can find out where they're at, how we can help them.
Cantrell is telling his staff that last-minute decisions will be the norm this year. They're staggering classes to avoid crowded hallways. He'll also work closely with the local public health district to do contact tracing. But Cantrell is realistic about the plans.
I think it's probably just a matter of time before we're back to all virtual. I expect almost immediately to have to start making decisions about who comes to school, who's quarantined, what do we do about Mrs. Smith's class, do we need to shut school down for 2 weeks.
This is the uncomfortable reality in Idaho, where most state leaders want businesses and schools open. Idaho is one of the reddest states in America, with a big red mark next to it now as having one of the nation's fastest growing rates of infections. Republican State Senator Stephen Thane is vice chair of the Education Committee here. At a recent hearing, he pushed a bill that would take authority away from those local health districts so they can't enforce school closures or mask orders.
Listening to experts to set policy is an elitist approach, and I'm very fearful of an elitist approach. I'm also fearful that it leads to totalitarianism.
The argument is that local school boards should have the final say, not public health experts.
There's a lot of people that are willing to go back to school, willing to go back to work, and yet we're letting a few fearful people control the lives of those of us that are not fearful.
In the Bruno Grandview district, anyway, there is certainly some fear about the virus, but they're also worried about students not learning. The district has long been labeled as poor performing, and things had started to turn around until the virus. This is another pressure point for schools across the country, and there's no clear blueprint on how to go forward. For now, here's what third grade teacher Maya Davis is planning to do.
I'm hoping, you know, that I can keep myself safe and keep my classroom clean and teach my kids as much as I possibly can. I actually, on Monday, I'm going to have my whole classroom Zoom with a doctor.
A friend who's a doctor who's treated patients with the virus will talk to the kids about how they can protect themselves and their families. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.